What is up, everyone? Mike Roscoe here. This is episode 6 of the Road to Online Retail Success. Now, for those of you who have tuned in for the previous 5 episodes, you know that they were about my life. It's my life story. I've taken you from episode 1, my first valuable lesson, all the way up until my most recent episode, which is when I hit rock bottom, but then I started to realize what I wanted in life. So that takes us to this episode where I'm going to explain to you from that point on when I clicked. I just woke up one day and I just clicked. I said, all right, I'm ready. I'm ready to live the best possible life I possibly can. And for those of you who can relate, you just realize like that is literally the best point in your life when you realize I want to take action, I'm ready to take control of my life, and it's going to start right now. Well, that's where I ended my last episode. So I'm super excited for this episode because I'm going to take you from that point until now. So let's get started. So I'm going to take you back to the day where I just woke up, everything clicked, and I just said, I'm ready. I'm ready to do everything in my power. I'm ready to sacrifice everything. Everything. Just I want to succeed. I want to live a fulfilled life. I don't care what it takes. I just want to get there. And for those of you who know me, my primary goal is to change other people's lives. Like not only my own, like not only do I want to personally achieve financial freedom, but I want to be a part of other people's success. So it's actually pretty funny because ever since that day, I literally have not stopped. Like, I have had zero social life in the past couple of years. Like, you can ask any of my friends, family. I literally just work all day. Because when you want to succeed, you want to succeed. You know, I watched a video one day. It was like a motivational video. And I forget who it was, but this person said, you know when you want to succeed because you will want to succeed as much as you want to breathe. And, you know, at the time I thought I knew what that meant, but in reality, I didn't know what that meant until now when literally I am doing everything in my power to succeed. I don't care if it means giving up the next 10 years of my life. I just want to live a fulfilled life and help others do the same. So for those of you who have experienced the similar type of click that I clicked, but you have no idea where to start, well, I was in the same situation. I literally knew I wanted to succeed, but I had no idea where I needed to start. So it was pretty funny. I was just sitting there and I was thinking, okay, so why are only 5% of Americans rich? The USA is supposed to be the promised land. And I was like, that just doesn't make sense. Why are only 5% of people rich? So I started looking for answers. And I know a bunch of you can relate to this, but like, I spent hours just searching stuff along the lines of, oh, how to get rich, all this. I know everybody's done it, okay? So I actually came across this book by Robert Kiyosaki called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And now this book is a top-rated book. My friend actually recommended it to me a couple years earlier, and I know a bunch of famous people have actually recommended it. Now, I didn't know if it was a marketing tactic or whatever, but there were a bunch of famous people that said, oh, this book has changed my life. So, you know, if the book ends up not being that great, I said, what's the worst that can happen? I just waste a few hours of my life. So I had no idea where to start, so I started reading that book. Now, after reading that book, everything started to make sense. I was like, oh, well, this makes sense. And it's weird because when you're growing up, nobody teaches you any of this stuff. And I'm not going to turn this podcast into bashing anybody, but, you know, it's starting to make sense as to why we're not taught this stuff. Now, again, I'm not going to get off course and, you know, go on to these random topics about how everything's corrupt, but maybe I'll do that for another podcast. But this book kind of just opened my eyes and explained it more in detail because I knew something was up. I knew none of that made sense, but this book kind of just verified everything, and it all started to click together. So if you have not read that book yet, I highly recommend reading that book. I mean, it's like the foundation for every entrepreneur. It's Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Purple cover. Just read the book, okay? And you can let me know what you think afterwards, but I need everybody to read that book. It's a life changer, especially if you have no idea where to start. Well, read that book and then take the next step. So anyway, I read that book and I was like, oh my God, this book is awesome. So I'm like, all right, I need to read other books. So I start Googling top business books, you know, top entrepreneur books. And, you know, I came across 4-Hour Workweek, Think and Grow Rich, and so on. So I ended up reading tons and tons of books for the rest of that summer. And during that time, I was trying to figure out, like, okay, what am I going to invest in? What kind of business am I going to start? And it took me a little while. And I was trying to figure it out. And for those of you who can relate, you know, this is probably the hardest step in the whole process because, you know, you're so worried about failures. You're so worried about making mistakes and all this stuff because I've already had some business experience and I know what failing is like. And, you know, it's not a fun time, but that's why they always say the ones that can rebound from failures are the ones that succeed. But anyway, I was running through all these ideas. I had this huge list of what I was going to invest in, what kind of businesses I was going to try. And that's when it occurred to me, why don't I just start a business that I already know the industry and I already have experience in? So I was like, So I used to flip NFL and NBA jerseys for profit, and I had some success on eBay, and I've been working in the retail space for 5+ years, almost 10 years. So why don't I start with something along those lines? Now, obviously, I didn't have enough capital to open up a physical retail store, and who was going to give me funding to do that? So I was like, all right, any physical location, that's a scratch. So I was like, it has to be something online. So I started Googling, how to sell products online. And obviously, I already had experience in eBay, so I knew that. But that's when I discovered the Amazon FBA opportunity. And I was like, this is interesting because Amazon literally has millions and millions and millions of customers. And just like eBay, you can sell products on Amazon. But Amazon's way bigger than eBay. So I was like, okay, I already have experience on eBay. Why don't I try out Amazon? So I start looking up all these things about Amazon FBA. And I come across a couple of these guys talking about this thing called private labeling. And I'm like, that's interesting. Because I used to source NFL and NBA jerseys from China and sell them on eBay. So what these guys were teaching people to do was use this Chrome extension called Jungle Scout, which was a sales estimator for all Amazon products. So what you would do is you would type in some product and you would run the sales estimator and you would see what types of products were in high demand. And what you would do is you would try and source a similar product from sites like Alibaba and try to source them from China. And what you would do is you would slap your brand name on it, list it on Amazon, run ads, run PPC, and try to rank it on the first page and have customers buy it. So since I had some experience sourcing products from China, my NFL and NBA jerseys, and selling them online on a platform, eBay, I was like, this is interesting. I mean, it doesn't really make sense because who's going to buy my product? But you know what? It seems to be the wave, and I'll give it a try and see what happens. I mean, I had no experience with advertising online. I didn't know what keyword research was, PPC, any of that stuff. Like, that wasn't my specialty. But I said, whatever, I'll give it a try. So I start going through these products and doing product research, trying to find that one home run product. And at first, I came up with this makeup remover thing. And I started contacting manufacturers on Alibaba, trying to get samples of this product so I can list it on Amazon and sell it. But then I was like, not this product. I don't really. So I started looking for a product again. And I remember thinking to myself, all right, so what's the future going to be like? What can I sell that's going to blow up in the future? So I actually came up with 3D printers. And I knew, like, okay, this industry is probably going to boom within the next 5-10 years. So I start looking up 3D printers and doing all the product research, and I came up with, okay, I'm going to private label filaments, which is like the ink for a regular printer. So I'm like, all right, sick, I'll give this a try. So I went on Fiverr and I got a logo made and everything. And I was contacting manufacturers and I found a couple and I wanted them to send me samples so I could check it out. But then I realized, oh wait, I don't even have a 3D printer to test it out. So I was like, what to do? What to do? And that's when I realized, okay, this really doesn't make sense. I mean, how would I ever succeed on this? I have no idea how to do keyword research, how to run advertisements, deal with PPC. I didn't know any of that stuff. And I was like, who is going to buy my products? And I named it High Performance Filaments, maybe. I don't even remember. I have the logo on my laptop. I'll have to attach a picture to the blog when I post the blog. But I was just thinking, like, who is going to buy this? Like, why would I sell this? Like, people only bought the NBA and NFL jerseys because everybody knows what the NBA and NFL is. Like, who would buy my unknown brand name filament over something like Decal or Hatchbox? Like, who's going to buy that? Plus, who even knows what the quality is like? And if you remember, my first business failed because I was selling fake NBA and NFL jerseys. So eBay suspended my account and my friend's account. So I'm like, all right, I already learned my lesson once. Why would I set myself up for failure again? So I completely cut that off. You know, I still have manufacturers contacting me, actually, on my old email. They still contact me, thinking, like, I still want to buy the product, you know? But anyway, I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, so I know I want to sell online, but what can I do? So I'm thinking, okay, Mike, sell things that already sell. Don't sell fake stuff. Sell the real stuff, but sell stuff that already sells. Now, what does the supermarket do? How did it get so big? So I'm thinking, okay, well, they sell stuff that already sells. They're selling, like, Procter & Gamble products, Nabisco, Nestle, all these huge brands. And that's when I realized that's what I should be doing. I should be selling big name brand products on Amazon. And obviously, I already had years of experience in the retail space, so I know how the retail space works. And I'm going to go over that in more detail in a different podcast, but that's when it hit me. I was like, okay, let's just sell high quality stuff that customers already want to buy and make profit off of it. I mean, it's literally the oldest method in the book. So then I remember Googling top Amazon third-party sellers. And what do you know? I pull up the top list, Pharmapacks, Etails, Avalanche Brands. I start and I go look at their storefronts. What are they selling? They're selling big name brand products. So I'm like, okay, I'm onto something. That just verified my thought process. I was like, all right, I'm ready to go. So next step, I was like, okay, so how do I generate sales on Amazon? So I found a mentor and he guided me through how the actual sales worked on Amazon. I mean, I already knew the whole retail space. So all I needed to do was figure out how do the actual sales work on Amazon. And I'm going to go into more detail in a different episode, but I found a mentor. He helped me figure that out, and I knew I was ready to go. So what was the first thing I did? I actually contacted the supplier that supplied the supermarket to see if I can buy product off of them. So at the time, I didn't realize I actually needed a company in order to buy from a supplier. So immediately, I opened an LLC, and the rest is history. I mean, I'll definitely go into more detail in different episodes. I don't want to go into full-on detail of certain parts of the business in this episode because this is supposed to be an episode about my story. But I was literally able to build a six-figure online retail business in less than 6 months. I mean, some of you may not think it's that big of a deal, but you have to realize how many lessons I learned just in this short amount of time. And how much action I took, capital I was leveraging, and all these lessons I learned, all the mistakes I made, I learned from those mistakes. You have to realize, growing a six-figure business in less than 6 months is pretty good. I mean, it's not meant to toot my own horn. It's just more meant for you to realize the opportunity that comes with Amazon. And I mean, it's not only limited to Amazon. You can also sell on other platforms. Like I was selling on eBay, and I'm trying to get into Walmart. I'm looking to expand internationally. Like, there is so much opportunity online. The customer base is huge. Like, people have to realize there's a reason why the Best Buys are closing, GameStops are closing, all these physical brick and mortar retail stores are closing, because it's all transitioning to online. So people have to realize the huge opportunity there is with selling on Amazon, selling online in general. And what products should we be selling online? High quality, big name brand products. Why? Because people already buy these products. People already want to buy these products. These brands already spend millions and millions and millions of dollars advertising. Okay? You don't need to advertise. All you're doing is buying them from a supplier at a lower cost and selling them at a higher price, and thus getting profit. It's a simple business model. I just need people to recognize that there is an opportunity for this. So I'm going to cut this episode here. And in future episodes, I'm going to go into more detail of certain concepts and aspects of the business and split it up into each episode. That way, you know, I can spend a little bit more time and put a little bit more detail into those episodes. But in this episode, I just wanted to give you kind of an overview of the back end of my life story and where I kind of am right now, which, by the way, I'm chasing that seven-figure online retail business. But I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you're able to tune into the future episodes. But this was a super exciting episode because you saw the transition from when I clicked to where I am now. So I just want to thank everyone for listening to this episode. And if you listen to the other episodes, I just want to thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I look forward to doing more episodes in the future. So stay tuned. Thanks again, guys. Talk to you soon.